Pro-Palestinian activists disrupt Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. By Paul Bois on November 29, 2023. Another cadre of pro-Palestinian activists attempted to disrupt the much-beloved Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting on Wednesday night. The protesters, estimated in the hundreds, swarmed the surrounding areas of Rockefeller Center and were seen clashing with police while chanting anti-Israel slogans like "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," waving Palestinian flags and signs calling for the end to genocide. The ralliers gathered along 6th Avenue alongside hordes of tourists waiting in line to see the iconic ceremony, reported the New York Post. The activists had been gathered outside the News Corp building, which also serves as home to the New York Post and Fox News. Video of the incident has been widely shared online. As noted by Fox News, the NYPD had been on high alert leading up to the tree lighting in fear of a possible clash with pro-Palestinian protesters. The New York City Police Department has issued a warning ahead of planned pro-Palestinian protests during the annual Rockefeller Center tree lighting on Wednesday night, according to a report. The NYPD Intelligence and Counterterrorism Bureau issued the threat assessment advisory to law enforcement and government agencies and noted that protesters could use the tree lighting as an opportunity to draw attention to their own causes, according to the memo obtained by ABC News. While many of these actions would likely constitute First Amendment-protected activity, they could prove disruptive to the event and potentially pose a security risk, the assessment states. The disruption comes days after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade when they glued themselves to the street in the middle of the parade route. Several protesters, wearing white jumpsuits with protest slogans and already splattered with red, interrupted the floats and balloons just before 11 a.m., forcing the parade to be halted, noted the New York Post. They walked 6th Avenue with large signs including "Liberation for Palestine and Planet," a message they also chanted, it added. Several then pretended to be dead on the ground as others walked around pouring fake blood over them in the road, with their chants met by loud boos from spectators. Fox News noted that some activists were heard saying, "There is only one solution, Intifada Revolution." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.